The four-district city council race brought 300 residents to Mount Zion Progressive Church. It was a turnout unlike any other, where only about a quarter of that show. But this crowd had expectations of their elected officials outside the popular peer and raise debates. District 7 candidate Gershom Faulkner wants to see some improvements to benefit kids by creating role models in the community.
I believe in supporting small business. The way that will address those issues, we know that crime is tied to the lack of jobs. We know that if we help small businesses to grow, they'll be able to hire other individuals or hire more people. So you're creating jobs. Our youth, what I say is our youth do as we do, not what we say. So in doing that, we create an environment where business owners typically are more involved in the community. Business owners are typically homeowners. All these things I think our youth will be able to see and look to do something different in life than what they currently see in the community.
And his opponent, incumbent Wengay Newton, is worried about kids too. He said a lot of kids are finding themselves with nothing to do, and that gets them in trouble.
We had 27 drug-related murders by young black people that looked like me, killing people that looked like me. Also that year, we arrested and locked up 1,500 juveniles. We have a problem of epidemic proportion going on as we speak. Ask yourself, had that money been available with that young man that was alleged to have killed our police officer, Officer Crawford, would that have happened if he had opportunities to work and do stuff? You know, it's very important that we look at the core mission of saving our youth. Now, the city stuff will take care of itself. I'm still going to go and bring back innovative ideas like 4G networks that will create revenue to help us balance budget and keep people working.
District 3 candidate Brent Hatley is the producer of the controversial Bubba the Love Sponge show. But he said the show doesn't represent who he is for the community. He showed similar concerns for economically struggling communities, but he said his first priority is bringing more green buildings to the area, including the possibility of a green stadium for the Rays. His second priority is getting rid of red light cameras.
Red light cameras are unconstitutional. They're a motorist tax. They circumvent the legal system. They circumvent due process. They circumvent the Sixth Amendment, which is the right to cross-examine any accuser. And they also circumvent the Equal Protection Clause in the 14th Amendment, because if you get a ticket from a police officer, it costs more than if you get a red light ticket. So in the 14th Amendment, which is equal protection under the law, they all have to be uniform. So it's been ruled unconstitutional by two judges on those grounds, and also a Los Angeles Superior Court judge has ruled them unconstitutional. So the St. Pete City Council has $1 million set aside for fiscal year 12 from red light cameras. So if they're telling you that they're there to make you safe, but yet they're going to garner $1 million, that doesn't jive. That doesn't go together.
Hatley's opponent, incumbent Bill Dudley, didn't attend the forum, nor did District 1 candidate and former council member Bob Kirstein. Charlie Gerdes, who is running against Kirstein, and unopposed District 5 incumbent Steve Cornell, also fielded audience questions. All of the candidates emphasized their commitment to providing better social programs for economically struggling families. For previous coverage of this race, go to our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.